Welcome to Musically and Technically Speaking, a podcast where music and technology intersect, hosted by Brenda Minch and Carol Broves. Today's episode is all about wrapping up the year.
Hi there, everyone.
Howdy.
And I'm Carol, and of course we got Brenda and we got Jen, and we are going to talk about ending the year. A glorious moment, isn't it? So, Jen, when's your last day?
My last day is Thursday.
Yes.
June 4th.
Okay. Well, I'm on sabbatical, but my kid's last day is a week from Thursday. So we're just trying to get everything all packed up. And Brenda, when are you going to be done?
I am done tomorrow. One day ahead of Jen.
Whoa.
I know it. And you know what? In our area, I am late. Like, other schools in our area ended last week.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that teach in that area. They were done last week, too.
Yeah, we're traditionally, we're usually another week. Partly because we have a lot of days off. We have a lot of Jewish holidays and other days, and we added a day. And so we tend to be a little bit later than everyone else.
Yeah, we added 2 days this year.
So... yeah, packing up the room. So are you guys, I want to ask you, do you take everything down every year?
Jen?
I take a good amount of stuff. It's actually, last year they completely renovated my room, so I had to clear everything out and pack absolutely every item in boxes. So this year is a new experience for me in terms of what exactly I'm supposed to do. But I take most of the stuff off the bulletin boards. I take all of my posters down and store them.
Yep, me too.
I feel
you know that you know, since we have the same kids every year, if you have your posters in the same place, boring. So I take everything down. What about you, Brenda? Do you take everything down?
3 years ago, I started not taking down my borders and my backgrounds, but everything else comes down. Previous to that, I took like the whole entire room was bare, and I would start from scratch every year, but. I just don't have time for that, so.
Yeah, I'm leaving borders and backgrounds because I have fabric on my bulletin boards and.
And that is one of the best tips ever: fabric on the bulletin board.
I agree.
Yes.
You know what? You could go and get cheap fabric and keep it up. It never fades. It always stays up. It never like does weird stuff. It's all together in one piece.
Yeah, I got mine at Joann's. It was I think $2 a yard, if that, and I got a color that. Pretty close to match my new room, and it looks great in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I take, like I said, I also put fabric up, and I also, like I said, I take all the posters down and move it around. My kids are so funny when they come in the first day, they're like, oh, you move that, and you move that, and you move that. I, you know, I tend to have some of the same posters. I sort of rotate around, but I try to keep some of the same ones up and try to put new ones up. I try to get one or two new ones, you know, just sort of, but that's why when I go back, I, you know, put new stuff up, but yeah, just sort of cleaning everything out. Yeah, I have the sub in my room. I'm not going to go in until the very end. I'm going to wait until the kids are gone. I'll go in and take everything down. I don't want to disturb her, you know, it's too disruptive. Plus, it's sort of nice to keep the stuff all the way up. The kids, when the stuff comes off the wall, that's when they know.
School's almost done.
Yeah, they're, whoa. Yeah. And having helpers, it helps, too. You know, when you have kids come in, and they love tearing down a room.
Yes, my sixth graders today were helping take all the posters down and take the blue sticky tack off the walls.
Yep, and that's another good point, that blue sticky tack. I use that too.
Yeah, I was actually, someone told me that you should try hot glue gun instead, because we have brick walls, and some of my posters tend to fall, even with the blue tack.
Yeah, the hot glue gun works. I haven't tried it myself. I do have an elementary teacher who uses it exclusively.
wow, I never knew that. I have to remember that.
Yeah, because a brick, like, you know, gathers water because of the humidity in the winter and stuff. It changes temperature. But the glue gun works pretty well. The only thing is that you got to make sure you have your posters laminated, because otherwise you'll have issues with the glue sticking to your poster and not coming off.
Yeah, I laminate everything.
Yeah, I do too.
So how do you handle, because my big problem is always that I seem to grow stuff during the year, like, that I didn't have. Everything fit nicely into my two cubbies and my two carts at the beginning of the year, and then at the end of the year, I find I have more junk, and so I have to go back through.
Right. I try to rotate. I'm real lucky. About 3 or 4, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, when they put the lab in, I lost all my storage, 100%. And so one day I was like, what am I going to do? And I was standing outside my hallway, and all of a sudden it came to me. We have empty lockers, and I store everything in my lockers. So I just put them in lockers. They're empty lockers, and no one's using them because we only use the lockers upstairs because they don't want the kids to be down below in lockers, you know, sort of control factor.
Right.
So I've taken over like 60 lockers.
60?
60. But I have costumes in a lot of them, you know. I parents bring in costumes, and I store costumes for all the different things we do.
Yeah,
but then I have about maybe 10 lockers that I just store, you know, my posters and stuff. And I have put locks on certain ones, you know, because I have like CDs or, you know, that's where my storage is, because I have absolutely no storage in my classroom. So that's where I put some of the, you know, important stuff. But, you know, books and stuff I don't lock up. But, you know, that type of thing.
So, Jen, how about you? How do you deal with storage?
Well, when I started in this school 2 years ago, there was a lot of stuff. It was probably 25 years old, just because there was a teacher who was there for a long period of time and then someone who was there for 2 years. So she kind of started doing what I've been doing for 2 years, just weeding through. So just the fact that I've thrown a lot away or given to other teachers has helped. But right now I'm reorganizing as I'm doing inventory. I'm kind of multitasking and trying to move things around so that I have places, because I only have one cabinet in my room that locks, and I want to put all of, like, my projector and everything in there that needs to be kept safe for the summer.
Right.
Well, we have to. Well, our projector's mounted, but in the olden days when I had projectors and all the overheads, we had to turn everything back into the librarian.
Yeah, this is the first year we haven't. I remember we had to turn everything in last year, but this year our projector stays in our room, our overhead stays in our room. But they just wanted our LCD projectors locked up.
Wow, that's great. Because, you know, then you get the, you know, and then in the beginning of the year, you don't get the same one. It doesn't have the same attachments and, you know, all of those other issues.
Yeah, and this is a projector that they gave to me. It's supposed to be mine. So if I turned it in, I was supposed to get the exact same one back, and I was nervous about that. So, because what always is said and, you know, forgotten.
Yeah. Well, that's great that, you know, I'm glad to see that they're losing control on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have to turn everything in run to the librarian?
No.
Oh, great.
The only time librarian, because the librarian used, like, we used to be in charge of the overheads and the tape players and all that business. But once we started getting projectors, that became tech department. So she doesn't have anything to do with that. And even when we had the overhead, she never collected them all back up. She used to come around and, you know, make sure they were all working and clean them out every so often, but she didn't ever collect them all.
Well, you know, I think this goes right into the world is flat, where, you know, people are now being more responsible for their own equipment. This idea that everything has to go back to one person, you know, everyone has to know how to work all the equipment, and everyone has to store all their equipment, and everyone has to service all their old equipment. And, you know, I like it. I mean, I think it's, I think you take more, better care of it because it's yours.
Right.
You know, and trying to find at the beginning of the year, that sometimes can take you. I know, things get moved around, and you can't find it, and it takes you up to a week to try to find the right stuff. So, it's just a smoother transition into the beginning of the year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's so wild when the end of the year comes. Everything is so fast. I say to my husband, you're going 180 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden, you're at 1 mile an hour. It's so funny to be... And then, boom, you know, that's sort of how I feel at the end of the year. There's so much to do, you know, just to, you know, record keeping and like you said, inventory and, you know, things that, and we just have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. We really do. I know I get teased by other teachers with how much stuff I have in my room, but it's all used, and I have to keep track of every single piece.
Go ahead, Kara.
Yeah, I was going to say, what, Brenda, you said all those...
All those instruments and the little, you know, things, that mallets and all that stuff.
And the music books.
Right. And it gets locked in a corner of your desk, and then you have to figure out where did it go so you can find it next year, and... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've already figured I'm going in next week, because my next project is to get a core library database, which we've never had.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is
what's that?
She wants to put all of her coral stuff on in a database so she can search it and know what she's got, right?
Right.
Yeah, and then I can start adding when it was performed last.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I don't even remember what I did in December. Too much has happened since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that when I taught K-8, I had a whole database of that. And it just, things got so busy, and I just sort of, you know.
Yeah. So that's the next project. And so I'll probably be back in school at least half days all next week.
Yeah, so much for we have the summer off.
Yeah. And then
teachers all laugh about that because we don't.
Yeah. All my friends that aren't teachers say, well, you get the summer off. And I just laugh and smile. There's no point in arguing anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you go in, there's meetings, there's conferences, there's, you know.
Yep. It,
for me, I mean, I'll be in, like, at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah, in the beginning, I will.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, when 10 o'clock rolls around tomorrow, I will not walk back into that building until they tell me I have, well, maybe a week before classes start again to get my room set back up. My second year of teaching, I made that a rule. I cannot focus when I get back to school if I have been in that building all summer. I have to leave. I don't come back. And it helps that I don't live in the same town where I teach. So, like, it's not even an option.
Uh-huh.
But I do, you know, work at home, you know, figuring out what I'm going to do, PLN stuff. But I do not go back in that building over the summer. It's just depressing.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go back, like I said, when the kids are out and just spend a whole day. I try to go in. We have keys to the school, so I can go in anytime I want. So I go in, hopefully not to see anyone, so I can just get work done. Because, you know, I'm such a talker. I end up going there and don't do any work and just chit-chat.
No.
Yeah, I told myself I'm not going to let myself go in during grad school unless I need a book from my classroom for some class or anything like that. But
yeah.
When are you doing your grad school stuff?
It starts June 15th, and it's for 6 weeks.
And so what are you taking? Or you don't know yet?
No, I do. I'm just trying to remember the list, because a couple things changed. Intro to Grad Studies, Elementary Music Methods, Secondary Music Methods, Music History 2.
Music History.
Yeah. There was a curriculum class I wanted to take, but it was full, so I'll have to do that one next summer. So, because I didn't want to do the other curriculum class. I wanted to do the tech one.
Yeah.
Of course.
I assume you're going for your master's then?
Yes.
And how many summers is it going to take you to get it done?
Actually, it's only going to take two. I did all of my electives already.
Oh,
so
nice.
I went a little backwards.
Backwards is good.
Yeah. But, cool. So yeah, two more summers and I'll have my master's.
Well, you'll have lots of stuff to talk about in our summer podcast then. You're going to have all kinds of stuff from classes. You'll be Carol. Yes.
Yeah, you'll be talking about your classes that you're in, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, I got two more classes to go. I got a composing class and one more curriculum class, and, you know, then I'm finis. So, you know. Yeah, it's been good, but like I said, I really have missed teaching. I was in Maxville today, and the kids are just darling. And, I mean, I just love teaching. I mean, school is great, but man, there's nothing like just being with the kids. Although, you know, I've been away. It's nice to go. I mean, I know right now this is not what I should say because, you know, in June everyone's thinking, when can I get away? But, you know, like I said, it's been great. Okay, everyone. Well, this has been good. We're all going to have a good summer. We're going to have a good to talk about. Jennifer's going to have some cool stuff she's going to talk about.
Yes.
Her summer stuff. And Brenda, I know you're doing a lot of mentoring and stuff this summer.
Yeah, yes, I am.
You do, and you're teaching some classes too. And
I
you're
am.
Be busy.
Yes.
And I'm teaching too. I'm doing some stuff with Golden Apple. I'm going to be teaching the scholars, so I'm very busy too. I'm not doing anything at my school, but outside school.
Nice.
So.
Well, we will have lots to talk about then.
That's right. All our different PLN and cool stuff that we're doing for ourselves this summer.
That's right. All right, we're going to wrap this one up, and we'll see what we talk about next week.
Okay, great.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you would like more information on any of the topics we discussed, all the links are on the blog.